Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
The speculation is now growing about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's possible vice presidency candidacy. She spoke exclusively about that with WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick, who joins us live and local with the latest. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys, you got to love this story. Look, the governor hasn't even delivered this State of the Union response yet, and already in this town, which loves to speculate on everything, there is speculation, my goodness, if she hits this out of the park and hits a home run, her name will be on the list for vice president, and yada, yada, yada. Well, when we talked to the governor this morning, as we talked last September, she said then she was not interested, and the same story today. She kind of chuckled about all this. She said, let them speculate. She is concerned about this being a major distraction because she's got a job to do as governor, and this speculation is certainly doesn't help that. But she was very clear. I said, your statement of last September still holds. She says, correct. It has not changed. It has not. And so you don't want it. She says, that's correct. So for her, the speculation is over. The bad news is it won't be. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan Senate has voted today to require a study to be done to assess the feasibility of toll roads along the state's freeways. The bill, which was sent to the House for consideration, is among several road funding-related measures that cleared the Republican-led chamber today. Democrats voted against the bills, saying that they would seek to shift funds so that higher union-level wages would not have to be paid on local road projects.
The Detroit City Clerk today pushing for the state to pass a new law allowing her to start processing absentee ballots in the week before the March 10th Democratic presidential primary. News Radio 950's Sandra McNeil explains why.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is warning a new state law that allows anyone to vote early will mean about two-thirds of voters will cast their ballots absentee. Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey is pushing state representatives to pass a law that allows her to start processing all those ballots before Election Day. Benson told the Detroit City Council today that that's a good idea.
Right now, the law says that clerks are not permitted to start even opening the envelopes and processing these ballots until election morning. What that's going to mean is if you double or triple the number of ballots that they've got to process, that's going to significantly increase the time and the stress and the pressure that everyone is under to deliver results effectively and efficiently.
Winfrey says she's hired over 250 people to man 7 satellite sites to start early voting a week before the election. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
The wait is going to last at least 2 or 3 more months. Detroit City Council again voting to extend a ban on recreational marijuana in the city, this time through the end of March. Last week, the council voted unanimously for the delay, but a public hearing was held today. Councilman James Tate, who has been pushing for that delay, wants more time to establish rules and regulations.
It's a big deal between two big auto suppliers. WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert has the rundown.
BorgWarner is buying Delphi Technologies for $3.3 billion. Delphi Technologies is a powertrain business of the former Delphi Corporation. The other part that was spun off, Aptiv, is not a part of this deal. BorgWarner is a propulsion company, and the combination could help in the creation of new vehicle systems, both electrified and conventional. Analysts expect more of these supplier combinations going forward. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Northville teacher placed on administrative leave by the high school is a soccer coach who is now facing criminal sexual conduct charges. That's according to the information from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. The school sent a letter to parents informing them about the arrest, but did not say what the charges were. Administrators are saying that they don't have any reason to believe the allegations involve any Northville students. An arraignment is expected tomorrow.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.